Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Tell me, have you ever heard that beauty is only skin deep? Tell me, what do you think that really, really means? Have you ever wanted to know about in the year 2013, how will you redefine what it truly means to be beautiful inside your own skin? Can you imagine not looking for hope in a jar? Tell me, do you know that $160 billion a year is spent on cosmetics? That's amazing. When was the last time you heard that as a nation we are investing more in vanity than we are investing in education? Or better yet now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be beautiful inside and out? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest. First time she's on the show, and she is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce my guest, I would love to invite you to call into the show with any questions. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. and will be featured there for the entire day. I am honored to be a featured host with Blog Talk, and we have over 500,000 fabulous listeners. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is a visionary leader who serves as a woman's beauty business, brilliance, and body image coach that operates in a multiplicity of gifts with a passion for empowering individuals to live magnificently in the face of adversity. In May 2012, she was appointed as the Tallahassee Ambassador for Heal a Woman, Heal a Nation. She served as 2012 Miss Tallahassee, Florida for Miss Corporate America. She was crowned in 2010 as the 2010 American Image National Woman. She is a licensed esthetician, beauty advisor, freelance makeup artist, educator for cosmetics, Smashbox Cosmetics, Fashion Flair, Birmingham Premier Beauty Expo makeup educator. She has so many credentials, it's unbelievable. She is a songwriter, poetess, recording artist, author, jewelry designer, fashion novel, national spokesmodel for fibroid tumors. It is my pleasure. Also, I forgot to mention, she also does the makeup videos that are currently showcased on the Tyra Banks Beauty website, www.typer.com. www.thebestofyourself.com. She's an amazing guest, and I'm pleased to welcome Ms. Christy Kennedy to our show today. Hi, Christy. How are you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Wow, what a resume you have. You've been a busy girl, haven't you?
Yes.
Tell me.
Oh, it's a never dull moment.
Yeah, you know, how did you become involved in the beauty industry, and how old were you when you first became interested in this career?
I have to go back to my childhood, and my mother, I honestly believe, was a great influence. They say usually, you know, the first woman before a young girl, you know, influences her. And I didn't know until later years that my mother actually, you know, was her homecoming queen in high school. And I saw her win pageants, you know, as I was a young girl. So that's where I believe the image first appeared. And I always loved working with, I mean, most girls, Barbie dolls. But I was designing clothes, and I think it's because my mother was a seamstress. And so she's naturally gifted in so many areas just as well, and I believe those creative gifts spilled over into me. So I believe that was the first seed that was planted, you know, becoming involved later in life, because I was very much so a tomboy, and I loved hanging out in trees, swinging on the vines, you know. I was literally the opposite of what I'm doing right now. I went through that. You know, I like to run in the streets with no shoes on a clay road. So it's amazing to see, you know, it come back full circle, you know, transforming.
When did you go from tomboy to potential beauty queen a candidate? Were you in junior high school or in your teenage years? When did that happen?
I'd say roughly the beginning of high school, around 9th, 10th grade. My aunt, Lucille, she was very much an influence, because I remember 9th grade, you know, you get your new clothes for the beginning of a new year, and she wanted me to stop wearing these sneakers. I had, you know, the new sneakers, and I'm going to get the jeans. She was like, why don't you wear a skirt? And I was like, oh, goodness, are you serious? You know, as children, you're running around, so it's more comfortable to be in pants and sneakers. And so I think that was, you know, the next seed that was planted, that, you know, a young lady should look feminine. From there, I started entering pageants. My mother, you know, put me in pageants, and I believe, you know, I continued to build on. And then ultimately, I wanted to do it on myself. It was no one kind of coercing me or, you know, trying to inspire me or motivate me to be feminine. I wanted to be feminine.
Yeah, that's an amazing transition. I know I was a bit of a tomboy myself, and when I discovered boys' makeup and clothes, Katie barred the door. There was no stopping me. I think that's what happened. Could you ever have envisioned, as growing up, you're becoming a role model for other women?
I honestly can say I did not. There was just no way. I was not the most popular. I was not, you know, the one that they would have put on, you know, a plaque saying most likely to succeed. You know, I had a bad attitude. I stayed in school suspension, you know. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just amazing. And it is only by the grace of God that my life changed. I was very destructive. I was, you know, dealing with so many internal struggles. I grew up in a home that was quite volatile. So my parents were constantly fighting. And, you know, you tend to take on those tendencies. And so I really had to do a lot of internal work just to be positive and going into what real beauty is. A lot of times we do focus more so on the exterior as opposed to the interior, because you can be the most beautiful woman in the world but have a bad attitude, and you automatically become ugly.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest lessons, and we talk about that is when beauty becomes the beast. You know, we're going to take a break right now and hear a message about your host today, but when we come back, Christy Kennedy is going to share with us her website information, and she's going to talk about some of the struggles with image that she has witnessed other women and how she has helped them. We'll be right back with my wonderful guest, Christy Kennedy.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with Christy Kennedy. And Christy, could you share your website information with my listeners and also give the Tyra Banks website information too?
Definitely. ChristyKennedy.com. That's ChristyKennedy. Tyra Banks' beauty site is typef.com, and also I'm on ehow.com.
Okay, those are three fantastic websites that I recommend for everyone. You know, Christy, during my interviews, I always like to ask my guests this question. Could you share with my listeners something that may have happened in your life, a turning point that made you successful, something that was unexpected, maybe a little difficult, but once you overcame it, it contributed to your eventual success?
Wow, those transitional moments, the crossroads,
yeah.
I call them.
Uh-huh.
I can definitely identify with one in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was really a critical moment. Like I said, I spent a lot of time in school suspension. I had a very bad attitude. I was the one that carried the chip on their shoulder, you know, the one that whines and complains. And
okay.
I remember it was my guidance counselor. At that critical moment, you know, I was in the 10th grade, and I was getting ready to transition, you know, to 11th. And, you know, to go to college, you need at least up to Algebra 2, which was, very tough for me, math in itself. And I remember her specifically placing another seed and giving me the idea that I could be more. You know, coming from the area that I grew up in, there's not many that left that area. Most have three and four children, you know, premarital babies. So to go outside of that area and to go to college alone, you know, I was one of the first in my family, and she put that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that's a part of why I'm so passionate about giving back to women, because it was a woman, you know, in all those different areas of my life where I was transitioning from good to great. They planted these seeds that you can be more, you can do more, you can have more. You don't have to settle for mediocrity.
Right.
So that was very
Thank
pivotal
you.
For me to go to college. Yes.
Thank you for sharing that, because I think it's so important for our listeners to hear that people do have defining moments, and you do have people who help you and help you be light that spark to help you become successful. And I think it's good that we always recall that and give witness to that. Now, talk about some of the main struggles with image you've witnessed in working with other women.
Yes, I think one of them, in a situation that comes to my mind, I'll talk about when I was in a beauty bar. We did eyebrow artistry. It was a main focus. But accepting themselves as they are, this young lady was in my chair and absolutely gorgeous. I'm talking drop dead. And I was doing her eyebrows, you know, sculpting them. And I remember her starting to hyperventilate right in the chair. And I didn't know what was going on. I didn't realize that she was getting quite afraid that I may mess her eyebrows up.
Uh-huh.
So that was the first thing. She was in tears. She was getting ready to go see an ex-boyfriend. And I tell you, she wanted to be picture perfect. But in my mind, I'm like, you are already gorgeous. You know, an eyebrow is definitely not going to change that. So I realized more so than anything, it really is an internal strong belief that they hold, you know, and I've experienced it myself from childhood even to this point. We're constantly being challenged by what the media is putting before us, that we have to be picture perfect, not realizing that most of these images are Photoshop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. That's totally right. You shared with me the estimated $160 billion a year is spent on cosmetic products. We're investing more in vanity and than education. So that is just an amazing figure, and it totally shocks me.
Yes.
What do you attribute that to?
You know, each woman has her own experience, so there's something in her that's driving her to feel like she has to be beautiful, she has to look beautiful, and not accepting herself once again as she is. I know for me, I can remember as a child, when I first started learning how to ride the bike, I remember the early words my dad spoke to me when I would fall, you know, you skin your knee up, and he said, you can't be a model if you have these scars. So even to this day, internally, I deal with adult acne, so if I get a scar, I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's just too much. You know, how can I go outside? You know, and it's because of these seeds, these words that were planted within us. And so I honestly believe we become, we have an unhealthy view of ourselves. And when you have an unhealthy view, some women will spend $2,500 a month on beauty products, and the, you know, makeup is not beauty. What's the issue is how you see yourself. You know, a woman could have been molested or raped, and if she sees herself as ugly, she'll go to extreme measures trying to create this beautiful image on the outside, but it really starts within.
Oh, yeah, and so many women silently deal with this struggle, and I hear about it so often here on the show, victims of sexual abuse. But, you know, it's amazing. So many of my guests have come on the show, people who have overcome this, and they've written books, and they've become coaches just like you. And their goal is to help other women achieve this feeling where they feel good about themselves. And that's a fantastic thing to do. Now, let's talk about advice for women who are so busy. You know, they're working, they've got kids, they've got responsibilities, and they have no time for themselves. What do you have to, what's your message to those women?
Oh, yes. I can relate to the extremely busy woman. It's all in my hat that I wear. And, you know, I think beauty is it's three parts. A lot of times we think, you know, it's just my makeup, you know, but it's how you look externally. It's your physical, you know, attributes, how you feel physically, and then emotionally and spiritually. You know, a lot of times we'll neglect one for the other, but we need to make sure all of them are working, you know, cohesively together. That's the key, because I remember, you know, I was looking great, you know, dressed up, but inside was messed up. So I'm traveling all over from city to city, and physically, I was just a mess, and I end up in the hospital because, you know, in order to stay awake, I was drinking soda, you know, caffeine and tea, you know, because I need to stay up because I've been driving for hours, or if I'm flying and neglected my body. So who feels beautiful sick, you know?
Yeah.
So I would definitely say make the time. We have to make the time, you know, having a regimen. And it, even if it's just a few minutes, like in the morning, I'm going to do my ab work. Now, I'm not the most consistent, but throughout the week, I'm doing something physical, whether it be walking my dog, because, you know, you're releasing those natural endorphins, which create, you know, feelings of happiness.
Yeah, that is so important. You know, when we look at all the images that we see, it's I love your quote. You can be all dressed up, but you can still be messed up. That pretty much says it all.
Yes.
And you know, we're bombarded with all these Photoshop pictures of women who are perfect, ideal. And the reality is you have to work hard at it, and it's really important to make time for yourself. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes, wholeheartedly.
Oh, yeah. You know, right now we're going to hear from about a group that I support, and when we come back, I want to discuss with Chrissy Kennedy some tips that she has her top three tips for you in the new year with Christy Kennedy. We'll be right back.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play, and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with Christy Kennedy. Now, Christy, what are some of the beauty mistakes that you've seen that women tend to make as an image consultant? Could you share with us some of those?
Yes, definitely. I think, one, not understanding your body type. That's a big one. You know, wearing inappropriate clothing. Say, for instance, you could be top heavy. You definitely don't want to bring a lot of attention to that area. And so working with clothes that will accentuate the waistline. And even, too, understanding what some of your great features are. You know, a lot of times if I ask a woman, you know, what do you like most about you, they will be clueless. And I know for me, mm-hmm. I love my arms. So I will wear clothes that really show off my arms, you know, sleeveless shirt, you know, like the muscle shirt kind of look. So, and Michelle Obama's famous for that. So
yes,
I have great arms. So if I want to conceal that muffin top, I don't want to wear something that's very form-fitting and it's going to bulge out, you know, that's not very flattering. So just dressing your best. Another thing that I see also is not knowing how to fill the eyebrow in, which is, you know, my specialty, with the right filler color, you know, brow pencil. Some are just too heavy. I personally don't have a lot of eyebrow, you know, hair. So I can honestly really do some damage. And so I have to be very light in my application. What I see is a lot of women wearing, you know, the dark black kohl, which is just too heavy, because makeup is designed to enhance your natural beauty and also to bring out features that may be hidden that you just, you know, you really want to showcase that just don't, they're not really prominent.
You know, one of my pet peeves is when people, women, do not dress age appropriate. You know, I'm much older than you, and I cringe when I see women who are trying to dress younger, and sometimes it's just so inappropriate. Now let's talk about your top three beauty enhancement tips for the new you in the new year.
Yes. You know, anytime we have, for me, I tend to change my look quarterly. And so every 4 months, because it's so easy to get into a routine and a rut. And so to keep yourself inspired, I think it's really good to look at what's in your closet. A lot of ladies, we know, we love sales. So we will go out and spend money on a new outfit just because it's on sale and try to justify it. But what we can do, I like to be, you know, budget conscious. So creating new looks, like if you're wearing your red top with a favorite black skirt, you can change that top up and put it with, you know, another pair of slacks and even accessories this year. You know, change them. You can create a whole new outfit just by changing your accessories and not spend a dime. You don't have buyer's remorse after it.
Yeah, right.
Yes, and next I would say the foundation. A lot of women don't wear makeup, and a lot of times what's keeping them back is because they don't know. What I hear often is, I don't know how to pick a foundation. Well, you know, you do have beauty counters, and they're there to assist you to find, you know, the perfect foundation for your skin, because you want that foundation to look as if it is your skin, the best match for you. Anything else, you know, I would recommend, you know, you go to, you know, your corner stores, drugstores, Walgreens, CVS. Mm-hmm. But foundation, that literally is the platform where you're going to be building on. So start small with just a foundation and maybe a gloss, you know, and then work your way into adding products.
Now, is this some of the information that you share on the makeup and style videos at the Tyra Banks website?
Yes, I do give tips on different topics that we hear very common.
Mm-hmm. Good. So that was TYPEF.com if you have any foundation or makeup concerns, then you can watch those videos and they'll be very helpful. Now, what is your third tip for the new year?
Yes, and then lastly, I would encourage you to change up the hairstyle. Like I said, every few months I like to change my look. I just put an extension. I did it myself, which, you know, I saved money. And colors, you can play with colors. You know, if your hair is normally long, take a couple of inches off and go as short as you feel comfortable with. You don't have to be all dramatic and have pink punk rock hair, but do something different that you normally don't do. If you're constantly wearing your hair in a ponytail, this may be the year to change it. Let it loose and let it float.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and have that natural look. And it is fun to change things. You know, this has been a fantastic interview. You've been so forthright and helpful. I also want to invite you back on the show in the future because you have an amazing writing history. You've done so many self-published articles, books, and you are so accomplished. It's been a delight having you on our show. And I hope that in the future we will come back and talk to you again.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been fun. And Happy New Year to you, and thank you for all your wonderful advice. To our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. And be sure to catch all of our interviews and our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com. 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of the week are exciting, eclectic, and they are so energizing. They are just like my guest today, Christy Kennedy. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you will hear inspiring information that will inspire you to become successful too. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories, and our secret for success is our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now I wanted to share my chocolate quote for the day. This is from Anonymous, and it says, love is like swallowing hot chocolate before it's cooled off. It takes you by surprise at first, but keeps you warm for a long, long time. So for now, I want everyone to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Christy Kennedy. It's been delightful having you, and we look forward to welcoming you back again. This is January Jones, thanking you, my dear listeners, for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
kind of done what they're doing. there's more trees. Yeah. Not so flat. Thank you. more time. I don't see the light. How do you know what that sound? It's sitting right here.
Thank you.
Because it was next and he's hungry.
Oh, okay.
And there's a Wendy's, so.
Oh, perfect.